Hurricane season has officially begun, and with a look at what forecast teams are anticipating and reminders about preparing in case of an approaching storm is meteorologist Jared Floyd. Jared, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
Jared, as we look at the anticipation of activity, what do we see as we look at the horizon as far as hurricane season?
Well, most of the agencies and universities and organizations that have issued forecasts for this upcoming hurricane season, they're expecting above normal activity. I've seen anywhere from 15 to 20 named storms and anywhere from 8 to 13 becoming hurricanes and 3 to 5 becoming major hurricanes. And it really just depends on which forecast you want to go by. They're expecting the El Niño pattern, which usually suppresses hurricane activity, to not develop or to develop very late in the season. So wind shear value should be relatively low. Ocean heat content and water temperature should be relatively high. So we are looking at what could be a somewhat busy hurricane season. But we do usually take those forecasts with a grain of salt, at least I do at this time of the year.
So when you say possibly seeing some effect from that late in the season, chance for greater activity in the early months in June, July, maybe August?
Yeah, maybe June, July could see a couple of named storms. Typically, you only see maybe two or three named storms, four named storms in that June, July time frame. But, you know, typically August, September are your peak months. And at that point, I don't think we'll see any El Nino effects. And like I said, probably won't see any El Nino effects at all during the entire season. So again, August, September are your typical active months. And those are also usually the active months for the more significant storms, the major hurricanes.
When we talk about the lack of an El Nino effect and we talk about the wind shear, would that lend to more intensity or a faster approaching storm, and as where the wind shear would delay it or slow it?
Wind shear values are when wind shear is in the atmosphere. Basically, wind shear is the change of wind speed or direction as you move up in altitude. And wind shear oftentimes will keep a storm from ventilating itself, which, you know, a tropical system likes to be kind of by itself. It likes to feed off its own environment with very little interruption. And basically, wind shear values, whether in the mid-levels or the upper levels, can actually disturb a storm to the point where it does not intensify at a greater rate. And usually, any wind shear values over 15 or 20 knots can really hinder a tropical system. But you get wind shear values less than 10 knots, then you can really have some problems with storms that have the potential to rapidly intensify, especially in the Gulf of Mexico, because we can get storms that can eventually go from a Cat 1 to maybe a Cat 3 in a 12-hour span. Those rapid intensification processes can be very dangerous, especially when they get closer to the coastline.
In our location along the Gulf Coast, let's just kind of take a step back. Some reminders. When a hurricane watch is posted, what does that give us an idea of what's going on?
Hurricane watches essentially tell you that hurricane conditions are expected within anywhere from 36 to 48 hours. Sometimes they issue those even farther in advance. But basically to tell you that your preparations for hurricane force conditions need to be rushed to completion. Make sure you finish boarding your windows. Make sure that if you're going to evacuate, you do so soon.
The hurricane warning, what does that give us information on?
Hurricane warning means that hurricane force winds and hurricane conditions are imminent, probably within the next 24 hours. And that if you haven't finished hurricane preparations, you're pretty much out of time. And that means to go ahead and to enact your hurricane plan, whether it's to stay indoors in your home or whether it's to evacuate. You should have already been evacuated by then. And it basically means that hurricane plan that we talk so much about needs to be enforced and put into place.
Jared Floyd, thank you for the information and your time.
Thank you.